Would doing more of what you are doing make you successful, happy, accomplished? Most businesses, including my type of business, seem to accept anyone as a client. But no business can serve everyone well. Some people come, with credit card, cash in their hands, or their umbilical cord, ready to plug it into your business, and yet you, as a business, you as a person, are better off without them. I can't help everyone. I literally can't produce the results you pay for without your participation, without you being part of the solution. There is a saying, you can't teach a pig to sing. It will only annoy the pig, and they'll never sing. This is not to say that some people are pigs. This is to say that some things you can do, some things you are willing to do, some things are in your nature to do, and others aren't. Not a problem. Not wrong. Those things are just beyond what you can do. It's not necessarily that you are stupid. It is not necessarily that you are a bad person. When I lived in Israel, I spoke to an educational psychology professor at a university. He told me that to accommodate the cultural differences between Jews from different countries, they had to stop teaching geometry. I actually never checked if this was true, so if it is not, I am sharing what I learned from it, not the fact. What I learned from this is that we are not all the same. Ultimately, I think, we are different from environment, from nurture, but not the immediate family, but maybe thousands of years worth of nurture. What were the challenges that our group, tribe, nation was exposed to? What was the language that we invented? For example, language. If something cannot be expressed in a language, the speakers of that language cannot think that. All thinking is in language. I have learned and pretty much forgotten 7 languages, but I could see that certain things can be expressed in one language, can be thought in one language, not in another. For that thing to be thought, language has to be invented. Hungarian is my mother tongue. And it is an incredibly expressive, nuanced language in expressing activity, perception, verbs, and not very expressive in adjectives and adverbs. It is eminently suited for poetry and science. English is, in my skewed opinion, is horrible at both areas that Hungarian is great at. And if my professor acquaintance in Israel was anywhere near the truth, Jews from Arab-speaking countries had a hard time dealing with conditional statements, like if this and then that. It may be that their tribe's original language, Arabic, isn't suitable to think that. Why is that an issue? Because that language forces the speaker to hold 2 disparate items in their thought while they are looking at it. Without jumping. Side by side. No conflict. But if you cannot hold it in the same view, you can see that there is a gap that needs to be bridged. It is either one or the other, and what bridges the two is a mental jump, which cannot lead to a bridging reality. If you have heard before, it is still worth talking about here. There are different styles of thinking, depending on which organ you use to model reality with. Kinesthetic equals dog's T. I am kinesthetic, which means I will feel it, I will model it with blocks of wood, I will model it with something physical, tangible, touchable, concrete. I also draw it. To me that is also kinesthetic. What I am not is building castles in my imagination. I am not just not good at it, I can't do it. There is a modality, called visual, but a visual person doesn't trace the lines, doesn't test the accuracy, the physical accuracy of what they see. They are still building castles in their minds. And that there are the pure thinkers. The truth seekers. I am following the model of truth, beauty, and goodness model I learned in the wisdom course. I am the goodness type. Down to earth, dog's T, kinesthetic. 50% of humanity. What is my problem with the beauty and truth people? They live in their minds, and think that it's a good thing. But they don't accomplish much in reality. They could, but reality is dog's T. And there they lack any power, lack any tools. Unless, of course, they start learning the language of accomplishment, the dog's T language, and start drawing and modeling what they want to accomplish in the process, the actions that lead to it. Yesterday I was on a Zoom call with one of my coaches. A group call. No one volunteered to ask questions, so he called on me. I didn't really have a question for him either, so I decided to acknowledge his effect on my business. When I first paid for his monthly newsletter, I could not really afford the $97 it cost. But I really wanted it, and so I promised myself that I would make that money back by the end of the month, so I can pay my rent. It was the 21st day of a 31-day-long month. So I had 10 days. The newsletter comes in the mail. So I didn't get it until 4 to 5 days later. But regardless, I made the money and could pay my rent on time. How? I had the know-how, and suddenly I had the reason to do it, the reason to change my relationship to what I had available to me. Since then, and really the past year, I have been able to put money away for a rainy day, even though I have, so far, bought every expensive book and course and coaching program he has offered, to the tune of many thousand dollars. He looked unsure that he had anything to do with it. But why would he? Because only about 1% of his, or anyone's clients actually do what they were taught to do, on average. What he teaches is solid, simple to follow, and produces the result he promises. Nothing fancy, really. One would think, anyone can do it. But depending on what modality you are, how you imagine success coming to you, you will not deem simple elegant enough. Not see the bridge. Not want to do the thing you need to do. Doing is distasteful to you. Or you simply can't see that the price of results is doing. Now, let's curve back to the beginning. What does upbringing, culture, nurturing have to do with how to envision accomplishing something? Religion, the religion of a group, a tribe, a nation has everything to do with it. It is a worldview, and it is an ideology. The deity in certain religions will do the things you don't want to do for you. Does a deity really do any of those for you? I don't think so. But the more the religion says it does, just pray, sacrifice, be good, avoid sinning and other mind stuff, the less the populace is accomplished, the less they can set goals and build a path to them. It is a capacity, a DNA capacity, that only about 1% of the population has active in their DNA tree. But certain groups have 10% of its members, while others less than 1%. And it is not one of those capacities I can open for you. You need to do it. But how? If we went back to your childhood, we would see it clearly in the games you played. My older brother and me, we took apart alarm clocks and attempted to put them back together. Lego, building kits, sawing, embroidering, knitting, crocheting, planting, cooking. All build a dog's team mentality, you see. You know that in order to get something materialize, you have to build it. My younger brother was just the opposite. When I look at my students, the more they are willing to engage with the physical reality, the bigger plans they can make and build a bridge to it. I also have students who have a real hard time to accomplish. No matter how smart they are otherwise. And some, who can't or won't even build their water energizing system, because it requires some dog's tea activity they are not able or willing to do. And I have a student who is fully kinesthetic, but deems it not high class enough, and she tries to win in life with truth method, where she is particularly weak. There are all kinds. Really. The Anna Karenina principle applies here and everywhere in life. Happy families are all alike, every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. The reason I could produce fast and lasting result, effortlessly, with my coaches, Ben Seto, method because it stands in the Anna Karenina method. Nothing fancy. Three things. And not more. Build a tribe slash nurture the relationship, contact them every day and have something to offer to buy every single interaction. Simple. Anything else added. And you are back to being a busy but unsuccessful business. It is really easy and simple to accomplish anything. Only a few ingredients apply. Here, have something, raw material to build with. Practice sound building principles. True and tried. And have a clear, specific outcome, not too far out that you need much more raw materials and skills to get to it. When done, set the next clear and specific outcome. And build up to it. Don't do steps out of order. And finally, bring good cheer to it. Finally, can a truth or a beauty person become a producer of results? Yes. They need to train themselves a little bit in relating to dog's tea reality more lovingly. Simple. Not very easy, I am afraid. But definitely possible. Okay, let me summarize. Now that I am a tad clearer. As long as you build things in your mind and expect them to manifest in reality, you won't be a producer. To the degree that you are willing, not resisting dealing with dog's tea stuff, doing, and plan as well, to that same degree you can become a producer. A producer of results. So, it seems, that it is not an issue of how smart you are. It is more of an issue of what you are willing to learn and do. In reality, in the validation challenge, the biggest obstacle people will find is that it is a 100% doing challenge. You actually need to talk to people. You need to look and see something to validate about them. If you go to your mind to say what you say, that is not validation, and you won't get the benefits. If you don't go out and talk to people, you won't get the benefit. If you go out and look and do, eventually the third eye will open, it only needs nudging. If you do it enough, you'll succeed and get the benefits. In my view, one of the benefits you will get yourself a little bit more skilled in dealing with dogs, with reality, and get more ready and willing to build something worth building. The challenge starts today. It is not too late to apply. You need to buy the $45 Activate and Reactivate the DNA Capacity, See Value, to participate. Get your recognizing/seeing value capacity activated. Go to https://revibration.thrivecart.com/recognizing value/. Today's office hours at 4 p.m. New York time, 8 p.m. in England and Ireland, 9 p.m. in continental Europe. I'll answer all questions you have. Register if you haven't. https://revibration.com/office